BBC News with Nick Kelly. Donald Trump has backed down from his repeated threat to target Iranian cultural sites if Iran retaliates following the killing last week of General Qasem Soleimani. After repeated criticism such attacks could constitute a war crime, Mr. Trump said that if that were the case, he would obey the law, but he insisted the US was ready to take action if needed. The burial of General Soleimani has been taking place following a delay caused by a deadly crush in the crowd that attended the funeral. More than 50 people were killed and over 200 injured in the city of Kerman. The Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido has dramatically forced his way into the National Assembly in Caracas after the security forces attempted to block him. On Sunday, Mr. Guaido was prevented from entering the parliament, while politicians who backed President Maduro elected a new speaker. The World Health Organization has called for more funding to help stop a measles outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has killed more than 6,000 people over the last year. It's the world's worst ever measles epidemic. A teenage neo-Nazi has been jailed for planning a terrorist attack in Britain, the youngest person ever to be convicted of such an offence in the UK. The schoolboy, who's 17, was sentenced to more than 6 years. Talks between the French government and trade unions have failed to end more than a month of strikes over pension reforms. The head of the hardline CGT union said that only the withdrawal of the pensions project would suffice. More discussions are planned for Friday. And the American author and journalist Elizabeth Wurtzel, who became famous for the best-selling memoir Prozac Nation, has died. She was 52 and had breast cancer. Prozac Nation chronicled her experiences of depression, receiving widespread praise for its depiction of mental health problems. It was written while the author was still in her 20s. BBC News.